This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Live off the record with Zhivago Lang is sponsored by the Cleft of the Rock Foundation, the Cleveland Clinic, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, IRAF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Zhivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, you can do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Somebody says I'm low. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Is that better? I hope it's better. Trust is better. All right. Once again, welcome to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call at all on the show, you can do so on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. That's 325-4316 or 325-4259. 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. You can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. I don't know what's going on. I was okay before I started the show, but now, you know, now I gotta feel like I gotta clear my throat. But I do want to, before we say anything else today, express condolences to the family of Chavez Hart, one of our silver medalists in the World Indoor Championships and former Olympian, who was apparently shot in Mount Hope, Abaco, attempting to start a fight, as we are told. And we'll have to see what else transpires in the way of information, but it's to his family. I'm sure that's a very difficult thing for them to have to deal with. And then today, I was somebody saying the audio on 9669 is horrible, in and out from one show. Okay, well, not sure what, we can't do anything about that, but if you can switch up something else. So I'm following this story about the dorms, in which the chairman of the DRA, the Disaster Reconstruction Authority, has indicated that they've been able to find no paperwork from the Minnesota administration about this multi-million project. According to an article by Asper Ward in the Nassau Guardian, Mr. Starr is quoted as saying, "With the audit, we have decided to attribute to those nil value because there is no paperwork to go with them." Okay. So, firstly, let me say, if a government has a project in the multi-millions of dollars, it could even be less, it could be in the thousands of dollars, and there is no paperwork, no accounting for that, that's a huge scandal. Okay, let's be clear. Right away, investigation should begin as to where is the public fund. See, this is not about what did Minnesota do with the money, what did this one do with the K. Fall Smith do with the money, or some other person do with the money. These are public funds. They are trust money. You know what that means? It means that every nickel that you as a member of the public pays in taxes are funds that you have transferred to an entity called the Government of the Bahamas, namely the Cabinet of the Bahamas, as the executive that has responsibility for the direction and control of the country, of the government. You've handed that to them as a trust asset to be used entirely for your benefit. So that money is not for private use. It's not to be used of the government or any group of members of the government. It's trust money. The expectation, legal expectation, is it will be used for your benefit. So if the monies cannot be accounted for, it therefore cannot be determined that the money was used for the benefit of the public. And that calls into disrepute not merely the Minnis administration, but the system of financial controls in the government of the Bahamas. That's what it does. So we can get very about what Minnis did and who got a black eye and who didn't get a black eye. But for you and I, who are citizens of the Bahamas who pay taxes, and for people who You lend money or donate monies to causes for the Bahamas through the government of the Bahamas. It all then starts to call into question the integrity of the financial system and controls of the government of the Bahamas. So we may think that we are merely casting aspersions on a political administration, and people may certainly view it that way, but it is much broader than that, because it's trust money that's being spent. So I'm reading the story, and as I read the story, a number of questions came to my mind. Knowing the system, a number of questions came naturally to my mind. So first of all, I'm looking at the assertion that no paperwork could be found. Okay, no paperwork could be found. What does that mean exactly? What's the paperwork being sought? That's the question. What paperwork was being sought? Was it the quote from the company supplying the domes? Was it an invoice from the company supplying the domes? Was it a manifest for the shipping of the domes? Was it customs? Remember now, these were not manufactured in the Bahamas. They therefore had to be imported. And if they had to therefore be imported, they had to have been cleared through customs, the Bahamas customs. So was there paperwork being sent as customs with regard to the same? And if received by Bahamas customs, they would have to have had a value declared with them, even if customs was going to, by virtue of a exemption issued by the Ministry of, or the Minister of Finance, have them come in, as we call it, duty-free or condition. Was that the paperwork that was being sought? What was the paperwork exactly? What does that mean? Because even if you get a, even if you get customs clearance and all that kind of stuff, that doesn't say anything about where money changed hands, etc. None of that verifies that. Or, you know, if monies were paid, where was it paid from? It had to have been paid from a bank that has something to do with the government or its agencies. So is the suggestion that no draft, because if the people who supplied this are foreigners, they would have to have been paid in foreign currency. Therefore, a bank transaction had to have been executed in order to get the draft to pay them. You're saying there's no paperwork associated with any bank drafts to pay these people, with any bank with which the government had dealings, whether that is RBC or Bank of Bahamas or FCIBC. Nobody has any paperwork associated with any transaction related to somebody sending bombs over here and not getting payment for it. Is that what we're saying? Really? That we couldn't find any such thing? That the Treasury of the Bahamas, remember now, all funds received by the government of the Bahamas paid into the consolidated fund. And every payment made.
Your child's future is full of super possibilities, so you need a super college savings plan to match. With an RF educational investment account, you can get returns well above the traditional savings account. You can use the funds to cover a variety of educational expenses at home or abroad. And if things don't go as planned, the funds are easily transferable. Plan for all your child's super possibilities with the RF Educational Investment Account. Get started today at rfgroup.com.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. When you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good
for you. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today. No, nobody cut me off. The power on my computer went off. So we don't want any conspiracy theories about what happened just now. That was technical issues on my side of the world. Okay. So I was asking the question, it seems that the chairman of the Disaster Reconstruction Authority said that they couldn't find any paperwork. And so my question is, what paperwork were they looking for? Which was it, paperwork to confirm the cost of the domes? Was it paperwork to confirm the shipping of the domes? Was it paperwork to secure the receipt of the domes? Was it paperwork to ensure to verify the payments made to the manufacturing or the suppliers of the domes? What was it? Because to my mind, I know it was the pandemic. I know it was the hurricane, and so lots of hurried action may have been taking place trying to get things resolved, but still, these are domes, right? You don't take physical structures and move it from one part of the world to another part of the world, especially to land them in our country, and there's no paperwork. There's no customs paperwork. Customs? The customs of the Bahamas let domes be landed in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas without checks and balances to make sure with no bombs in the thing, none of that kind of stuff. That customs would do that? Really? Customs would let those things in the country without some receipt from the government of the Bahamas saying, some authorization saying, yes, land them here, duty-free or conditionally duty-free? Customs would do that? Okay. All right. And then I'm thinking to myself, if the people who supplied the domes didn't get paid, why would we not hear from them by now? Because if they didn't get paid, they'd want their money. But they're not crying, so they had to have gotten paid. You cannot get paid in the United States of America or Belgium or Europe or wherever you are without some financial institutional transaction taking place to carry out that payment. That's not possible. Okay? And if you are getting funds that are in the control and possession in the millions of dollars of the treasury of the Bahamas now. The treasurer herself is on the hook for this and has rules under the Financial Administration and Audit Act in respect of the payment of things. See, a politician can't pay no money out of the treasury. No way. A permanent secretary is the chief financial officer of every ministry. Therefore, any monies paid on behalf of any ministry has to have involvement of the permanent secretary, right? And so then that goes to the treasury to execute expenditure, and they have to purchase foreign currency to do this, and all that kind of transaction, no paperwork associated with that, none whatsoever. Now, I can tell you, as I said, I had questions. We've had, since the new administration came to office in 2021, we've had a budget, a mid-year budget exercise, and then we've had a full-year budget exercise. And the prime minister of our country is our prime minister, is our minister of finance, has revealed any number of anomalies associated with things that he has seen and observed in the government since he came to office, even if people find some of those suggestions not particularly credible, some, like the $1 billion. Some people have queried, well, what does that mean? What are you saying? But the prime minister never said this, did he? I mean, maybe he did. I don't. The Ministry of Finance has said that there's no paperwork associated with the dogs. Maybe they did. Maybe I missed that. But if the Ministry of Finance had said that, I would certainly be more inclined to be concerned that no paperwork was done. I might still ask the same set of questions I asked the ministry. Okay, did you, you're telling me no, there's no bank transactions associated, no payments to the vendors associated with this. There's no, none of that, no customs paperwork, none of that is involved, none, nothing. The people just flew the dooms in here and that's it. So I have to say I have questions. I do have questions. And then as I further looked at the story, says that Store said that the DRA has paperwork from the contractor hired for the project, but there's, in quote, absolutely no paperwork for the purchase of the domes. Now, so there's no paperwork for the purchase of the domes, but there's paperwork from the contractor. So the government of the Bahamas, listen to me, folks. The government of the Bahamas was careful enough to do paperwork for a local contractor to do some work on the domes, but had no paperwork to purchase those domes in the millions of dollars from foreign contractors. Listen to me, and I want y'all to be aware that this was not in the pandemic, so there was no competent authority going on here. This was in Dorian. You cannot expend more than $50,000. Now, if that's changed to $100,000 or something, I don't know. But when I was there, the $50,000 without the tenders board. And I've told you all before, the tenders board is the cabinet of the Bahamas. So millions of dollars in contract for domes wasn't discussed at the cabinet level. Listen to me, bro. If Dr. Minnis operated that way, now, first of all, this was, Peter Turnquist was still Minister of Finance then. Peter Turnquist was still the Minister of Finance. And I don't see Peter Turnquist operating that way. I don't. But if the Prime Minister of the Bahamas could operate in such a fashion as to authorize the expenditure of millions of dollars without the consent of his cabinet, listen to me. Dog has eaten all of our lunch. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Great. I have a question, right?
Sure.
Because this government don't seem to could find any paperwork for most of anything that they looking into that was done under the Minnis administration. Because for the NGOs and Ms. Halowesco, the Freedom Program situation, they couldn't find no papers until she had to call in the media to present the paperwork to show where she sent them copies. And I think she said she sent the World Bank copies. But until that point, there was no paperwork. And then after which, they came back and said, oh, that was not exactly the paperwork that they're looking for. So I kind of like the fact that you're asking them exactly which paperwork that they're looking for, because they look like they're just doing a PR thing where they try to make Tom look bad and John look good, and they want to keep it that way and hope that that is going to keep the people giving them 70% ratings. But that's going to soon change. You have to do something tangible. Stop trying to make one look bad. If you say the paperwork you can't find, it to me, it makes you look bad because you look like you ain't doing your work. Because listening to what Gerardo Lang is saying, with all these different entities involved, somebody have to have some kind of documentation, even if you got to get it from the Bank in America. There have to be a trace somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know what, I'm not questioning anybody's motives in respect of why they would say or do what they're saying or doing. I'm simply looking at the article and reading the quotes made and knowing the system as I know it. I'm asking really the question, what paperwork were you looking for and what paperwork would satisfy you about the purchase? Now, I have to say, I mean, and again, I'm not there, so I don't know. The vendors, if the vendors for these domes is not cooperating with the government of the Bahamas to be able to satisfy them in respect to payment, boy, that's some shady business going on, if that's the case. But also, it would be embarrassing. It would be embarrassing. Let me say this to you guys. It would be embarrassing if the government of the Bahamas had to go to a vendor to ask for paperwork to support the purchase of something and not be able to support that purchase itself. Because I'm saying, how do you get money out of this country? Monies that's in trust to the treasurer, and presumably that's what the money was, without a paper trail, even if it's a digital paper trail, at the treasury at the very least, at a bank, beyond that. Okay? So I'm not interested in whether it's the PLP versus FNM or somebody's trying to embarrass somebody or not. I'm asking questions that relate to how our system works. Okay? Now, it has to be scandalous to a great magnitude if millions of dollars in purchases on behalf of the government of the Bahamas cannot be confirmed by way of, we say paperwork, but we live in a digital world. There has to be some paperwork, but we live in a digital world, that the transaction cannot be tracked and traced. And why that wouldn't be the subject of a full-blown police investigation would be beyond me. That there has to be some dereliction in duty of a government, an administration, that if you cannot confirm the expenditure and purchase of millions of dollars in domes, and there is not some action taken to try to either one, seriously confirm that something has happened, or two, proceed to suggest that the government of the Bahamas has been stolen from. Something has to be amiss if that is true. You have contracts for the installation of the domes, right? You have those contracts, right? And I don't know how this story came about. I really don't. I don't know if the reporter went searching for a story or this was provided to them or what, but it seems to me like things like these ought to be the subject of a fulsome statement by the minister responsible or something, right? Like the government of the Bahamas has regular press conferences and does, I think, a fairly good job trying to get information out to the public. And it seemed to me that this would be the place for a fulsome report that 1 year, I mean, years later, from 2019, 3 years later, anniversary of Dorian. Listen, this isn't about administration. This is the government of the Bahamas. A full reporting on the state of play of things following upon Dorian would have been useful, could be helpful. Where are we? What are we doing? What has been done today? What remains outstanding in the way of information? What are you still trying to confirm? That would be useful, okay? Because it's the recovery of Grand Bahama and Abaco is not the Minnis administration's responsibility, the Davis administration's responsibility. It is the responsibility of the government of the Bahamas and whoever has charge of the government of the Bahamas at any given time, to the extent that the work remains outstanding, that is their charge to carry out that work on behalf of the government of the Bahamas. So the reporting has to be on the government of the Bahamas. When the government, when an administration messes up, you can rightly assign that to that administration, but guess what? The world ain't interested in whether it was the Minnis administration or the Christie administration or the Ingram administration or the Davis administration. You know, the world here is that the Bahamas is nothing but a banana republic, cannot manage its fiscal affairs, cannot control its money, cannot account for the expenditure of its money. Be careful who you lend money, how you lend money to the Bahamas. That's really the message they get. They're not gonna narrow it down to Dr. Minnis. Okay, so the report says the project costs more than $6 million. How do we know that if we don't have any paperwork? How do you know that? How do you know that, and it says that and fewer than 100 of the 240 domes were erected. First of all, how do we know that it was 250 domes, and how do we know that 100 was erected if we don't have any paperwork? We just don't count. Says the domes accrued $1 million in fees. How do we know that without paperwork? So I think that this story begs a great deal of additional questions for clarification and to be able to understand what in fact happened. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk about the domes in terms of the Minnis administration's approach to the domes to begin with, but but for the time being, you know, there are questions, more questions that arise out of what I have read so far than I have had any particular answers or closure on the issue. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Your child's future is full of super possibilities, so you need a super college savings plan to match. With an RF educational investment account, you can get returns well above the traditional savings account. You can use the funds to cover a variety of educational expenses at home or abroad. And if things don't go as planned, the funds are easily transferable. Plan for all your child's super possibilities with the RF Educational Investment Account. Get started today at rfgroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how.
how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You know, it is easy. Now, watch me. Well, let me just say what I have to say. It's easy to, you know, settle into political silos on issues. I could do it easily, and anybody else could do it easily. Based on our preferences, we could decide to fall one place or the other. But if you step back a bit from your silo, you could see some things, and the criticism you have, you may still have, even though it now sits in a different context. So let's see. We had a storm. We had a massive storm. It devastated Abaco. I mean, devastated Abaco. Disrupted the lives of many people, many, many people, right? I mean, I'm talking about totally disrupted. So the government, in the instance of the storms, thought that it was reasonable in securing accommodations for the people to use these domes. That was, however, the process was that arrived at that conclusion in that, in quote, emergency situation. I don't know, but it arrived at the conclusion that it would be helpful to do this. Bear in mind, like the domes, the prime minister couldn't live in. The ministers weren't going to live in. They saw these as a solution to the displaced people of Abaco. Okay? That's public policy. Public policy is an attempt to address a public concern, a public need, a public aspiration. That's public policy. So, to the extent that they were not purchasing these domes for themselves, but for members of the public, then it is a matter of public policy execution and purposes that they were pursuing. Now, you can argue the process used to determine that that was a reasonable attempt. You can argue, like, did anybody take account of any cultural nuances, take account of any peculiarities, take account of any logistical challenges that might have impeded this from being a good attempt? I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know the process that was used, right? Because in the end, it seemed that people were reluctant to occupy the domes. That's what it seemed to be. See, you have to think that, I mean, just to be logical, right? You have to think that a political entity, which a governing administration is, knowing that it
maintains power through popularity is going to seek to do things that makes it more popular, not less. Seek to. I didn't say achieve it. I said seek to do so. So if you see the government spend a dollar here, spend a dollar there, other than when it's done in corrupt intent with the view to merely benefit a single or small group solo people, or corrupt purpose, they are seeking to do something they think, not what you think, my friend. I didn't say you think. They think is going to accrue to their political benefit through popularity. That's the working theory. So to acquire these domes was viewed by the Minnis administration. Now, whether that was them collectively or Dr. Minnis or some smaller group, it don't make no difference now. It was the Minnis administration. They thought this would accrue to their benefit by way of being a popular decision. You have to think that that is the case, right? As it turns out, something went amiss. First of all, in the efficiency with which the domes were installed and the readiness with which the potential occupiers of the domes occupied the domes. We don't know either. We don't have any details about either. Why would we not be able to get that from the government? Why would the Minnis administration now not be prepared to provide that information? This is one of the great challenges of our governance machinery, is that the discussions about what goes wrong gets kept at the political back and forthing state or level, and never gets deeper than that, so that people could more readily understand what has happened. See, you can throw your political licks, you know. There's nothing wrong with that. And I keep telling you, you're in government, you're in politics, you can get that. So I can't feel sorry for the Minnis administration if the Davis administration threw licks on them for messing up. I'm not going to feel sorry. That's part and parcel of the process. If the Pentad opposition throws licks at the Davis administration, I'm not going to feel bad about that either, because that's part and parcel of the process. But while you throw in licks, people want to understand what has happened. What have we learned from what has happened? What is going to happen next? Because presumably in the execution of public policy, there is an accrued benefit experientially to the public that then gets to be attributed to good governance or not. Okay? And I think that this is where we are with this whole ordeal. To this day, and I could be wrong, but maybe if you've been following the matter and you are out there, to this day, the developments in relation to the Dorian aftermath remain murky waters for the public of the Bahamas. Am I wrong on that? Murky waters. There has been no real attempt that I can see to provide clarity on what has happened post-Dorian. And I would say that it would be useful, if the government can't do it itself, for the government to engage an independent third party to do that. To speak to whoever needs to be spoken to in the former administration, the current administration, to go on the ground, to speak to stakeholders in the process, and to get a third party report on the state of play post-Dorian. Why? For the benefit of the public. Why leave the public out there speculating about this, speculating about that, opinionating about this, when it is possible to get some more clarity on the matter? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good day.
Hi.
Right quickly, Bravo. Let me, are you 100% right? And you, I don't even know how to say this without offending anybody, but you making Satan parties look like foolish, because it ain't no way somebody could even make that statement without checking and doing the due diligence to see the questions that you asked about the paperwork. And it makes everybody, the whole, even pretty much the whole country now at this point, look stupid, because we look like we can't handle no kind of business. God forbid we have another hurricane and faced with the same dilemma again and don't know what to do with the last one. I remember one time, just right quickly, I remember as a young teenager, my mother gave me $20 to go to Super Value. And I go on down there, and on my way back, I stop by the game room, play a couple of games, and buy a soda and a pack of biscuits. When I get home, she said, well, where am I saying? I said, I have no, you know, chance was left. She take me in the car, put all the stuff back in there, got me to the food store, tell me which one of these cash registers you're going to, and go on to the woman, and then, you know, quite a fact, what happened after that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's seen, but what happened after that is I get embarrassed there. I know why she says she embarrassed me, because she and I embarrassed her having to go to that store to check on her son lying to her about something. You understand? So, and then
right.
Once again, we don't have, even once you, like, I agree 100% that, like, stuff like that needs to go to an accounting firm or whatever, and then say, this is what happened, and if there's some discrepancies, then you have to turn it over to the right agencies to do their due diligence, to find out and prosecute whoever it has to go to. Once again, Sabago, you right on point. I don't know why they don't hire you back.
Right.
You have a good day.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We got to take a break for news. When we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after the news break.
Take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
I marched the car. The lady who ran into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Your child's future is full of super possibilities, so you need a super college savings plan to match. With an RF educational investment account, you can get returns well above the traditional savings account. You can use the funds to cover a variety of educational expenses at home or abroad. And if things don't go as planned, the funds are easily transferable. plan for all your child's super possibilities with the RF Educational Investment Account. Get started today at rfgroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on any of the following numbers: 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us at 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We're talking about the suggestion that there was no paperwork to be found on the dome project for Abaco following Hurricane Dorian. Now, let me be clear on something. I'm not suggesting that someone couldn't find paperwork, right? I'm just suggesting that it is incredulous that paperwork couldn't be found. That's all I'm saying. Like, you might not be familiar with how to source certain government documents and therefore might not be able to get the document you require, depending on what information you're looking for. And that's the one thing about the story in The Guardian that I read about this storm situation that I didn't get clarification on was what paperwork was being sought. Let me fix that. Sorry, let me amend that. Because later on in the story, it says paperwork related to the purchase of the domes. Yeah. Okay, so let me fix that. It wasn't that the story wasn't clear on the paperwork. It was in the at the beginning. It was just we couldn't find paperwork. Later on, it was not a quote, and I don't believe were attributed to Storr, the chairman of the Disaster Reconstruction Authority. But there was a line in there that indicated that they couldn't find paperwork to substantiate the purchase of the domes. Let me find it for you. Yeah, so this is when this was in a direct quote. The story, the article says, Storr said the DRA has paperwork from the contractor hired for the project, but there is, end quote, absolutely no paperwork, end quote, for the purchase of the domes. Okay, now, so for the purchase of the domes is not, end quote. So I don't know. That's why I was saying, in any event, another thing that struck me when I read the story was, and the story on the news said there was no paperwork for the installation of the domes. No paperwork. So, but 100 of the 250 domes were installed, according to the article. Okay, the contractor installed fewer than 100, so some were installed of the 250 domes. So fewer than 100 of the 250 domes were erected. No installation instructions. So how were they installed? How were they erected? Like, you a contractor. So the contractor, see, let me tell you something. So the contractors, I don't know who the local contractor is who was hired, who had paperwork to install the domes. But you're a contractor.
hired to install something. You quoted and got a contract on the installation of something without installation instructions. So a part of your due diligence to quote on the installation of domes was not to get the instructions on how to do the installation, because how do you quote on how much time would be required to do the installation? How would you quote on what material were required to complete the installation if you don't have instructions about the installation? And then how did you install them without instructions if the government cannot get information on the installation? How did that happen? Or could it be that the vendor provided on-site installation instructions? What happened? That information could not be ascertained from the contract. I don't know. All I'm saying is more questions are raised by what I read than clarification gotten about what in fact has happened with respect to those domes. So we have some text here. Text says, you're quite right. Suck my teeth. Last we heard, Kay Forbes Smith was suing the government. Yeah, she's suing the government for payment of her salaries, though. That's for broken breach of contract. That wasn't about the dorms or anything else. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. What we have here is a perfect example of lousy reporting from our journalist. All the questions you asked should have been asked by the reporter. Sometimes, you know, people won't ask these questions if they don't have the same perspective, experience, and context that you have. So I can understand some of that. So I'm not going to suggest it's lousy reporting. I just know that my insider knowledge of how the government works might have prompted me to ask some questions that may not have been asked. This text says, this looks like a PR feeler to see if Bahamians will allow domes to have a nil value. Well, first of all, a dome cannot have a nil value. Cannot. An asset cannot have a nil value. You can give an estimated value of an asset. You can do that because unless you, like, the asset is real. The domes are there. Are they not? So you cannot ascribe a zero value to a real asset, unless you have fully depreciated that asset over time, which would then still require you to know the nature of the asset and also the beginning value of the asset so that you could appreciate it over time, right? So you can't give it a nil value. That's not possible. Now, if you in a story are saying that the estimate for it was around $6 million, so you have an estimate. You have an estimate. The contractor did work. So even the work of the contractor is a value to be ascribed to the asset because the contractor was paid for work to install that asset. So it wouldn't be in anybody's benefit to nil value something which is now in the ownership of the government. No one. And the fact that the asset exists, the dorm exists, means that the government should find some purpose for it. It should find some purpose. There could be another storm somewhere. There could be another issue, and it could be another solution, right? Maybe it wasn't a good solution for Abaco. It may be a good solution for some other place, right? And it could be that these can be used for any number of different purposes. Even if you decide not to use it for the purposes of a post-Dorian housing, maybe there is some charitable organization doing work, some government camp that can be erected that could be a part of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, training of young people, the police force, whoever, it can be used. So there cannot be ascribed a nil value in my view. This text says, good afternoon, sir. Because the domes cost money, I'm asking that not be destroyed and all the uninstalled domes be erected. Somebody in previous administration or some civil servant should have the installation manual. We just cannot waste public funds. I support the FNM and PLP and all government, or at least the good things they do for the country. Well said. As a matter of fact, forget whether somebody in the previous administration or the PS may have the manual. The people who sent the domes here, just call them, bring them back in. Come on, I mean, if you're going to use the domes, bring them back in. If they are unwilling to cooperate with you, there's a Foreign Corruption Act in America where if you think something suspicious has happened, you go pursue them. But if there's nothing untoward happened, they should be delighted to come back in and provide some support. Every good company provides post-sale support for their items, especially when they are items of the nature of those kinds of things, right? So I can't see that being a problem. Says, I'm thankful for you, sir, to hold this statement of no account to account and force the media to continue to probe. You have done this exact exercise with the food program, and one would think they learned from throwing out red herrings. This text is hopefully the unused, and even the used ones will not disappear. They have value. They could be donated to a youth camp. See, or as you are saying, they could be used for another storm. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. They absolutely can be used. Right? Absolutely can be used. So there's no nil value that could be attributed to real assets of that nature. None whatsoever. Right? And we have an estimated value from somewhere, because people are throwing around $6 million, throwing around $7 million and the like. So we have some estimate. Where did they come from? Where did that come from? Was it from statements made by the previous administration? And again, I say, you know, give me 3 days, maybe even less, and I can touch enough points to find out how much the vendor was paid, if they were paid, how they were paid, and so forth. I mean, this, get the customs paperwork. You give me that authority. Get the customs paperwork on the import of the thing. Or did we and Dorian just have a total breakdown in our systems? You have millions of dollars worth of domes. These are not little small cardboard paperwork. This is not little tents. These are domes, right? They had to have been shipped. In order to ship things across the sea, you got to manifest them, and you want to insure them against injury. And so there's an estimate of the cost because you've shipped them, and the people who shipped them would have an estimate of the cost based on what? Not estimate, based on how much they sold it for. How much they sold it for? Their paperwork would say, I am insuring this for X amount because I sold this for X amount, and this is the value of it. It had to have been insured. And then when it landed in the on the receiving ship, the shipper wants to know too. The shipper has an interest in what is the value of these things we are shipping. And they have to base that on something, your invoicing or something. You and I have shipped stuff before, folks. Once the thing lands in the Bahamas Customs wants to know, what is this? What is it valued? Does it carry a duty? If it has an exemption attached to it, where's the authority for that exemption? All of this is processed at customs through paperwork. They verify from the shipper too, right? So once the thing is released, the people who shipped it, who sold it, have to be paid. They have to be paid. How you can pay them? You can send a briefcase full of money? No. You are going to execute a transaction at a financial institution in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, authorized by the Treasury of the Bahamas. All kind of paperwork. Somewhere. Not paperwork in necessarily the
traditional sense of paperwork that we talk about. Digital paperwork, man. Come on. If there is no digital trail, no paperwork of this transaction in the millions of dollars, please let's get the Commission of Inquiry going. Please let's get this matter referred to the Commissioner of Police. Please let's get a forensic accountant to get in there and go ahead and do a forensic audit of this process. But please, let's have a full accounting of the post-Dorian effort. Let me tell you why that effort could be so important, that accounting. We are countrymen. We have to stop getting stuck on personalities. You is stuck on Minnis was awful, okay. Christie was awful, okay. Ingram was awful, okie dokie. Sir Lyndon, awful, okie dokie. Davis can be awful, or maybe he's just fantastic. Okay, we get stuck on personalities, right? Friend, let me tell you something. Ingram is a man, Christie is a man, Minnis is a man, Davis is a man, all men pass away. By that I mean, either they grow old and remove themselves from the scene, or, God forbid, they pass away, or they are moved off the scene. When the next storm comes, and it's going to come, what are we learning from the crap that happens? That's the question. Because why should the next man or woman have to pick up from fresh start to know what to do? Instead of getting caught up in whether or not they fouled up, because they already got unelected. Great, that's done. People punish them for the nonsense. Now, what are we learning and where are we documenting what we have learned for the future? That's the important thing. So I'm not gonna, listen, I'm not stupid enough to think that I will stop any fanatical FNM, PLP, DNA, COI, or anybody else from just bunkering down in their silos and hating who they hate and loving who they love for political reasons, partisan political reasons. I'm not stupid enough to believe that. But I'm talking to the reasonable. I'm talking to the people who are willing to open their minds and see. A country advances by learning from its mistakes and by building on its successes. That's how a country advances. Every stupid act by myself is an opportunity to learn to be my better self. I have fouled up in life. I have messed up in life. I've made enormous mistakes in life. I am condemned by those mistakes and failings only if I don't learn from them. So I don't waste them. I don't waste them hating on myself. I don't waste them beating up on myself, and I don't waste them blaming other people. I'm trying to learn to get clarity about how to do better next time, how to do better now. Same thing here. It is not abundantly sexy to me to continuously beat up Minnis or beat up Christie or beat up Davis about anything. What is abundantly sexy is, what are we learning from all this nonsense I've carried on and all the good things that we have done? That's the lesson. That's the great thing that will help us get to a better place. So you had a massive storm, unlike anyone only we've seen in modern times. Nobody was prepared for that. I don't care who was there. I don't care if Ingram was there. It might have been more efficiently and effectively handled. Pinning, maybe more efficiently, effectively handled. I don't know. But I can assure you, it wasn't going to get it the most right. Wasn't going to get it absolutely great. And things would have happened. What are you learning? What are you doing about what are you learning? That's the lesson. That's the point. And I don't see evidence of that information coming forward yet. Paperwork?
a former minister of state in the Ministry of Finance will have a hard time believing there's not something. Hard time. I'm not telling you it's not impossible. It's impossible, but I'm telling you, hard time. But a communication explaining what has happened since Dorian fully documented and what have you, that would be very useful. Oh my God, that'd be so useful. Extremely useful. This text says, Mr. Lang, there is a part of the news story that you should acknowledge. There is also a responsibility on the part of the reporter and editor to get additional details before writing stories that leave a reader scratching his head. Sometimes the best story is an incomplete one, not just two stories. I got you. There you go. I got you. This text says, what will we do differently? Yep, that's the question. This text says, afternoon line, they need to go to the former government and seek answers, like you said, how they know how much it cost. This text says, Mr. Davis continued to say that vendors and NGOs are not cooperating with auditors. Well, let me tell you something. If NGOs and them and vendors are not cooperating with auditors, get the police on it. Let me say it again. If NGOs and vendors are not cooperating, and I don't know, you have to define cooperation, but if you're seeking information and they're not cooperating, get the police on it. They'll cooperate with the police, or you go to court and explain it. This text says, this country really needs to get back to full service. Even in a post-pandemic, we are still operating 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, if we're lucky. Government agencies are still not doing face-to-face, even though schools, food stores, shopping malls, and churches are basically back to normal. Even with no face-to-face customers in and out of these agencies to distract them, we still can't get timely answers on the phone. You will be calling for hours and days and still not get assistance. When are we going to stop making it harder for its citizens and getting government agencies function at full capacity again? As the world moves forward, we in this country seem to keep going backwards. I think those dorms should be used for homeless people in Nassau or used by social services as a part-time measure for people who need 3 months to save up for apartment down payment. Lang, what are the job of these permanent secretaries? They're supposed to have backup and extra information on everything in the department. I think some of them are just too political, but when they're doing this, they are not only hurting the people of the country, but the country itself. I see why sometimes new government change people. And that's a lot said, and I'm not entirely on board with all of it, but. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always. You're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance. Peace of mind.
Calling all Solomon's Fresh Market and Exuma Markets customers. It's here! My Solomon Smart Rewards, the ultimate loyalty program. It's completely free and easy. Shop at Solomon's Fresh Market or Exuma Markets. Scan your card at the register to earn and redeem rewards. Every dollar you spend equals 1 point, and rewards can be earned and redeemed in all participating locations. Don't be left out. Everyone is invited to start saving at amlfoods.com.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Your child's future is full of super possibilities, so you need a super college savings plan to match. With an RF Educational Investment Account, you can get returns well above the traditional savings account. You can use the funds to cover a variety of educational expenses at home or abroad. And if things don't go as planned, the funds are easily transferable. Plan for all your child's super possibilities with the RF Educational Investment Account. Get started today at rfgroup.com.
Buying a home is one of the most important investment decisions you'll ever make, so it's best to insure your home for the full replacement value. If your home is underinsured, the condition of average could apply and reduce the amount you'll receive if you make a claim. Ask your insurance agent about underinsurance and condition of average before you purchase or renew your home insurance policy. For more information, visit www.icb.gov.bs. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to call us in these moments of the show, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, great show as usual. So I could tell customs I don't have no paperwork for my car from the auction. So Mr. Lang, them people ain't making no sense. Say, as usual, so went on to YouTube for instructions to erect the domes. You sure? You sure it's the same dome? You can't say. They may not be the same domes. This text says, this caller is speaking the truth about getting back to service, especially the government agencies. Actually, I wanted to say that, you know, permanent secretaries are in a somewhat tricky situation, right? Because they're human beings. They see what's going on, good and bad. By bad, I mean like things they may not agree with, but they have a duty and a responsibility to serve the administration that exists. And I don't care what you all say. Well, let me not say it like that. I'm sorry. Despite what you might think, the truth is that most of them are professional people that will execute their duty regardless of their political persuasion. Most of them, you know. And, you know, if they had the liberty to speak, you might be surprised what they might opine on. But that's not their jobs. Their job is to execute the policy instructions of the
government and administer the affairs of their ministries. And as long as they're doing that within the ambit of the law, they'll do what they have to do, right? So I'm not going to put on them this, that, and the next thing. But I'm sure, let's put it like this. I'm sure if the chairman of the disaster authority went to relevant PSS seeking out some information, I suspect he might be able to get some information that could be helpful to him. I suspect that. This text says, Mr. Lang, thank you for your ability to clarify issues, bring calm to situations, and giving us public at large an inside view how government works. Excellent job. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. I try. Thank you. So I want to tell you a story, right? I can't remember the name of the gentleman, but he was robbed in London one time. And this was his attitude. He says, you know what? I thank God this is the first time I was ever robbed. He didn't beef. He didn't cry. He didn't complain. He didn't whine. He said, you know what? I was robbed. I thank God this was the first time I was ever robbed. And I lived. So I'm going somewhere with that. So, like, we can really be down on this country. Really down. I mean, listen to me, folks. We've had a rough time. Externally speaking, in terms of the external reality of this world, the Bahamas has had a difficult share of it. There's no question about it. Dorian and pandemic, it has been really, externally speaking, objectively speaking, a very difficult hit and set of hits on the Bahamas, right? But even before Dorian and the pandemic, we were really hard on the Bahamas. We were very difficult on ourselves. We are like if for some of us, if I had to describe our relationship with ourselves, I would say you are not a friend to yourself. I'd say you are much more optimistic about strangers than you are about yourself. And you do not see yourself in a good light. So I want to help us with that. I want to help us and see, I'm going to do an exercise and see if that helps us today. So let's think of the Bahamas as a person, a literal person, a real person who could hear us, who has eyes, and we could look in the person's eyes, the person named Bahamas. We could look in her eyes and we could speak to her. And I want you to think of five reasons why you really appreciate Bahamas. Five reasons why you really appreciate Bahamas. Five reasons you're so glad, so grateful that you have her. And I want you to look in her eyes and I want you to say to her how much you appreciate her, and for the five reasons why. Okay, so somebody, you want me to start? Listen, Bahamas, I am so appreciative of you because you are one of the most peaceful places on planet Earth I could have been born and lived in. And you continue to be one of the most civil places on this Earth to live in, and I really appreciate you for that, because so many things would be so much harder for me to do if you were not a civil place, if you were not as peaceful a place as you are, if you were not as friendly a place as you are. Listen, Bahamas, I really appreciate you. I really do. Sweet girl, I appreciate you. Thank you. Okay? Anybody else? She can be 50 years old, independently 50 years old. Next day, you know, the same beautiful, beautiful lady, Bahamas. And she's not perfect. She's good enough for me. She's good enough for me. And I see her. I see her. I see all of her. And so I appreciate her. She's so civil. Anybody else? Nobody else has something to do? Listen, okay, let me tell you, Bahamas, listen. 2 days ago, my son and I, we laid in your waters. we laid and let your cool waters bathe our bodies after we had walked a while in the hot sun. And we just let you rinse away our worries and our concerns as we just laid in that crystal clear water of yours, looking at the sand below and just watching those gentle waves just hit up on our bodies. And he and I had such a delightful time just bathing in your beautiful waters, Bahamas. And we watched our other citizens sit in the same waters of yours, enjoying themselves. And we did this until the sun went down. And when I went to you, I really was stressed. When I left you, I felt like a new person. I appreciate you for being able to do that for me. Man, what a wonderful girl she is. What a wonderful girl she is. This text says, I concur with you, sir. Absolutely. I'm telling you, man. What do you appreciate about this girl? This text says, Bahamas, I'm so appreciative of your stable government, your beautiful sand and sea, mostly friendly citizens and spiritual disposition. Say, man, you preempted me. For real, right? I did. But you and I were on the same page with what we are so grateful to this beautiful lady for, right? Right? I said, take off them lashes, though. Come on, lashes. She got on lashes. Bahamas don't have no lashes on. Says, great show as usual. I love the Bahamas. We have the best conch in the world. I love you, conch. All right. See, I bet you even feel better. I bet you even feel better, right? You know, Bahamas, I want to tell you, right? I know we've had some financially difficult times, but you know something? For the most part, girl, you have been a super provider. Wow. I mean, like, seriously? When I look at the vast majority of us, man, you have taken care of us, man. We have material abundance. We have a glorious education that we've had, relatively speaking, in so many ways, and opportunities to have that education. And you've given us opportunities to have good health. Listen, girl, thank you. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. You took care of our mothers and our fathers who were able to get us to get where we are today in so many ways. I thank you, girl. I thank you. And listen, I ain't seeing nothing wrong with you today. I'm not saying ain't nothing wrong with you. I'm just saying I'm not seeing anything wrong with you today, because I'm just appreciating all the wonderful, marvelous things about you. You know something, Bahamas? Let me tell you something what I realize. As Dorian hit us with a $3 billion plus bill, a couple of years later, the pandemic hit us with a $3 billion bill, $6 billion. Do you know something, girl? We're still standing. You have us still standing. Listen, girl, we remain better off than many who were tapped out before the storm, before the pandemic. We could afford to pay millions of dollars for domes. We could afford it. We could afford to not be able to find the millions of dollars and still move on, still be doing all kinds of things that we're doing. We still can do that today. $6 billion worth of disasters later. Girl, you're something special. And we're going to take a break. You're listening to Z Live. We'll be back right after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
All Solomon's Fresh Market and Exuma Markets customers, it's here! My Solomon Smart Rewards, the ultimate loyalty program. It's completely free and easy. Shop at Solomon's Fresh Market or Exuma Markets. Scan your card at the register to earn and redeem rewards. Every dollar you spend equals 1 point, and rewards can be earned and redeemed in all participating locations. Don't be left out. Everyone is invited to start saving at amlfoods.com.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Girl, you see how Cora I look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Buying a home is one of the most important investment decisions you'll ever make. So it's best to insure your home for the full replacement value. If your home is underinsured, the condition of average could apply and reduce the amount you'll receive if you make a claim. Ask your insurance agent about underinsurance and condition of average before you purchase or renew your home insurance policy. For more information, visit www.icb.gov.bs. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
Your child's future is full of super possibilities, so you need a super college savings plan to match. With an RF educational investment account, you can get returns well above the traditional savings account. You can use the funds to cover a variety of educational expenses at home or abroad. And if things don't go as planned, the funds are easily transferable. Plan for all your child's super possibilities with the RF Educational Investment Account. Get started today at rfgroup.com.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand, We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us for these remaining moments of the show. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us at 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have a text here. We were talking to the Bahamas and trying to tell her how much we appreciate her, the things we appreciate her for. This text says, can't do that, Lang. Girlfriend is get jealous quick. Laugh out loud, yeah. Let's make her jealous, though. Make her jealous, man. Talk to Bahamas. Talk to Bahamas. Y'all know, some of y'all guys know just how y'all go. You're the tongue sweeter than me. Use some of that on the Bahamas today. This text says, thanks to Scott Kelly, we can be seen as the most beautiful place on earth from space and beyond. Okay, there you go. Oh, boy. This text says, we also have peaceful elections. I love Bahamas, yeah? This text says, say, we have a, Say, we ever found the approvals for the purchase of the furniture in Belgium? Asking for a friend. So you're onto something, how about a competition, a love song for Bahamas? There you go. So we need songs in praise of the nation. We are still here going from strength to strength. Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, even in your personal life, you gotta, I learned this from a psychologist. Not a personal psychiatrist, just somebody who researches psychiatry. And it's been wonderful. I'm practicing it. So he says, before you put your foot on the ground when you wake up in the morning, he says, think about five persons in your life and why you appreciate them so much, what it is. And he says, in your mind, this could take like 2 minutes, the whole thing. In your mind, look them in the eyes and tell them why you appreciate them so much. I've been doing it. It's been fantastic. It's better than what happens when you normally wake up in the morning. I almost guarantee you when you wake up in the morning, you start thinking about all the problems you got, all the challenges you have in the course of the day. And it sets the mood and tune for your whole day. Well, I ain't trying to do that no more. I ain't trying to have my mind be focused on problems first thing in the morning. And similarly with the country, you know, if you think of the country in negative ways, it becomes a habit. And that habit forms a perspective on how you see everything that happens in the country, even some good things. And so, you know, let's be careful. I still insist that we do a disservice to this country if we cannot document fully, comprehensively, our Dorian experience pre, in, and post. We need that. It would be useful. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
I'm pleasant. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing, sir?
I'm right here, man. Yourself?
I hope your spouse and family is doing well.
Good, man.
Mr. Lang, I always tell you, I always say this, make this mention, I'm 71 years old. I'm from growing up in New Providence. I was born in Chippenham. And all my life growing up, I've been hearing about the immigration problem. I was here, sir, I believe, before you was born, when Mr. Loftus Roker was talking about it from way back when. When he was telling the nation what was going to happen if they didn't listen to him then. Back then, people were talking about send your Haitian back, but don't send mine. I always wondered when people were talking about my Haitian and your Haitian, who are you to be saying you own a Haitian? This is my Haitian. Let me keep my Haitian here, but send back the other Haitian. What are my Haitian? And now it has gotten to the point where this evening I'm listening to the people on the Defense Force saying they have interdicted two boats today headed this way with only over 80 people on one boat, 60 on the next boat, and they're saying that the American has already detected another boat, three boats headed to the Bahamas today.
Sparky, let me ask you a question. Were you listening to the show today?
The show?
This show.
No, I just came into the show.
I could tell that because we ain't talking nothing close to what you're talking about today.
Yeah, but I'm talking about what's important to our country, though.
Yeah, but I was talking about what's important to our country, too. And today, I'm focused on something a little more positive, so I appreciate your calling. Thanks a lot. I mean, like, I don't, like, what's important to you is important to you. Can't deny that, right? But you can't just interject in a whole program and decide it's only important to you. It's important to everybody because it's important to you. Really? Anyways, folks, like I said before, right? We do ourselves a disservice if we don't document fully, make an attempt to document fully our experience regarding this Dorian impact.
because apparently that's not important. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Mr. Lang. How you doing? Challenge Johnson, critical thinker.
Hey, Seattle. How you doing?
Just a quick point. You know, what amazes me concerning the availability of receipts, this digital age and the...
Sorry. Say again?
The digital age we're in and the fact that government for the last 10 years has been bragging about its move to digitization, that we don't have information. But what is missing from, I think, the most important conversation we're not having is the question of what's now, what's new, and what's next in light of where we are and what the government currently knows or should have known over the last year. And so it's good for them to look back and bring forward accountability. But at the same time, those of us on Grand Bahama and Abaco want to know what's now, what's new, and what next concerning the rebuilding of these economies. And I think that these statements and whatever else distracts us, because I think you describe most carefully the steps that is necessary to resolve this, and individuals within government, considering the number of years they have been there, should know answer these questions.
So take the dorms, right? So you just using your words, take the dorms. You can tell us what's there, what you found, but you're saying, yeah, but what's now and what's next? What's new and what's next, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, we if you're in Grand Bahama, as you are, you already live in Grand Bahama's experience, so you know what is there, right? Yes. If somebody's in Abaco, they know what's there. So the question is, what's new and what's next?
And that's very important as we move forward. And I think what 1 year has been suffice for all accountability to have happened. And if we're to the point where we can't account for the billions of dollars that's flowing to the government revenue, that's an even scarier thought than anything that we're discussing. So I think that we need not to be distracted. And let's look at this from a reasonable point of view. If you say we have investigators, we have the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, a police force, as well as we have the Auditor General Office that is quite capable and competent. And so at the same time, tell us what happened in the past. But even on the dorms, but in housing, the lack of housing and the lack of actual economic movement in a great sustainable manner on these islands, all of these are questions we should answer. And I would tell the government, whether it's with DRA or otherwise, try not to distract us. Maybe you're entertaining the individuals on New Providence or otherwise, but then send a separate spoke message to Grand Bahama and Abaco so we can ignore all the other noise in the marketplace.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you calling. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today. God bless you all. You all have a great afternoon and stay tuned tomorrow. We'll be back. God spares life. You all have a great evening.
Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.